Whether you're hitting the road or kicking back in the cab, it's time to take a load off with Big Rig Banter. Powered by alltruckjobs.com, your source for finding the trucking jobs drivers really want. Get ready to shift into gear and let the conversations roll.
All right, hello and welcome, truckers. The date is June 19th, and this is the 32nd episode of Big Rig Banter. I'm your host, Troy Diffenderfer.
And I'm your favorite co-host, Lene Rule.
And Lene, how are you today? The first day of summer is coming up soon. Are you excited?
Yeah.
I know you're definitely more of a summer person.
Yep, first day of summer is on Friday, although I feel like Memorial Day kind of signifies the first day of summer for most of us, but... Yeah, pretty pumped about summer. I love that it's warm outside, getting my pool time in, going to the beach. What about you?
Is that your low-key way of trying to invite yourself over to my pool?
Yeah. You know, it'd be really cool if I had a pool to go to every day after work. But
No, I think it'll be fun. That's probably my favorite thing to do, lay out by the pool and then get some reading in. And it's definitely refreshing. I think the pool is the best thing we ever bought, and it definitely helps to have one. And I guess maybe if... depending on how nice you are to me this summer, maybe I'll let you buy a pool pass.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I won't count on that. I didn't know if you guys opened your pool or not this year, so.
Yeah, we're going to cool. We have it up and ready, and I've definitely been enjoying it. And yeah, maybe if you're lucky, you'll be over here soon.
All right. Well, maybe I'll try to be nice to you.
All right. But truckers, we have an exciting episode on tap today. We're talking all about what disqualifies you from getting your CDL. You know, on a lot of our blogs and social media posts, we get all these questions of, can I still truck with blank? And it's usually different things. Truckers are asking if they can still get their CDL with certain stipulations. And luckily, we have a blog online that we'd love you to check out. And we're going to go through some of the points that blog makes.
Yeah, so there are several things that do disqualify you from getting your CDL. The number one thing that I think comes to mind for everybody right away are just the physical and medical standards in the trucking industry, and this can be a barrier for a lot of people. For example, you have to have excellent vision. Of course, we don't want anyone driving down the highway that can't read the road signs or see the car in front of them. So some of the vision requirements, you know, do have to do with range and color. There's also some other physical conditions that can be questionable, like epilepsy. Obviously, there's other ones that people talk about a lot, like sleep apnea. So these can cause barriers. Sometimes there are ways around some of these physical requirements. You know, if you're seeing a doctor and you can get treatment and they deem you safe to drive, you may be able to get past it. But definitely it's important to be aware of your physical and medical screening.
Yeah, I think sleep apnea is the big one. You know, truckers, I'm sure you've heard of it, and you know people that either had their license taken or maybe weren't able to qualify for a CDL because of different sleep disorders. So that's definitely a huge one that people deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. The second thing that really affects people from getting their CDL is having a clean criminal record. Now, obviously, if your license is suspended for any driving violations, it's going to be harder to get your CDL. For example, if you are drinking and driving or driving under the influence of any other kinds of drugs, this can definitely make it harder to obtain your CDL. Other criminal activity can affect it as well, depending on the type of freight that you'll be carrying and what your criminal charges were. So definitely important to be honest about your criminal record. It doesn't mean that, okay, a trucking company definitely won't hire you or you can't get your CDL, but it's important to bring that up and find out what you can do or how long it would take before that record passes and you can get on the road.
Yeah, it's just like applying to any job. You know, they are going to find out your criminal history. Most of these places do background checks regardless, but it's nothing to be afraid of. As long as you're honest and open with them, that's going to give you your best chance. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Another thing that is a big hot topic right now in the trucking industry are the age requirements for obtaining your CDL. So most people are not allowed to cross state lines until the age of 21. There's a big debate going on right now about lowering that age to 18. So that's a hot topic, something that could be changing. So definitely something to keep an eye on. And, you know, if you are 18 and you do want to be a truck driver, there are still trucking jobs available for you. They just might not be long haul at the moment.
Yeah, and I think hot topic is an understatement. I know whenever we post anything about the driver age, you truckers out there are happily going to chime in. Some people argue that it's going to help the driver shortage, but I know a lot of you truckers think that's might be one of the worst ideas possible. But again, we love hearing your opinion when you interact with us on social media.
Yeah, definitely. And don't be shy. We love to hear from you. So hashtag Big Rig Banner on Twitter. Let us know your thoughts or, you know, if you have any other questions about obtaining your CDL.
Yeah, and Lene, what about the fourth thing that could disqualify you? Talk about some of these CDL suspensions and reinstatements and how those work.
Yeah, so, I mean, something to keep in mind is once you have your CDL, it doesn't mean that you have it forever and you're free and clear to do whatever you want. There are things that you can do that get your CDL suspended or that you might have to get it reinstated. So definitely, you know, all of the things we talked about before, especially your criminal record and your medical history, are things that can change as you age. And so just because you got your CDL at 21 and you're long haul truck driver, everything's going great, doesn't mean that down the road your medical history could change. You might get a traffic violation. So it's important to drive as safely as possible and to just pay attention to anything that could cause you to lose your CDL license.
Yeah, truckers. And, you know, once again, if you have any other questions about what disqualifies you from being a truck driver, feel free to comment on the blog that we mentioned. We'll have that in the show notes. And ask us anything you want on Twitter or Facebook using the hashtag BigRigBanter. And we'd love for you to leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this as well.
Yeah, definitely. I have a question, Troy.
Sure.
So do you think that you would qualify for your CDL right now? How's your driving history look?
Of course. I've only ever gotten one ticket, and It was for an expired registration or something like that. But other than that, I have a clean record. I know.
I thought maybe that Taco Bell breakfast accident might have.
That was a fender bender, and it was not my fault. And the cops didn't even need to be called, but we're not going to get into that.
All right.
What about you, though? Do you think you'd qualify?
Oh, I did have to go to driving school one time. I ran a red light in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida, and somebody hit me, and my car spun in circles. And when I got out, all the bums were clapping for me, so it was pretty exciting. But, yeah, I got in trouble for running the red light.
All right, so maybe I'll do the driving and you can be the passenger whenever we go anywhere from now on.
I am a good, safe driver.
Thank you for letting me know that for future driving experiences with you.
All right, well, if you have any questions, like we said, feel free to reach out to us. And if you are looking for a trucking job and you're unsure about where to get started, check out our last episode, which covers all the various job boards available to you.
Awesome. Thank you, truckers. Once again, I'm your co-host, Troy Diffenderfer.
And I'm your favorite co-host, Lene Rule.
And this has been Big Rig Banter.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Big Rig Banter. For your next job, check out alltruckjobs.com, the premier online source for finding the best driver jobs in the country. Browse hundreds of positions by freight or driver type to get back on the road with confidence. Click subscribe to keep the conversations coming. Until next time on Big Rig Banter.